Good morning. Okay, we have a couple things that I wanted to highlight. We have a blood drive on Monday, the 13th. The blood drive, and it is from 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. And the Red Cross really needs blood. So if you can donate blood in any way whatsoever, please come on out and do that. And we need volunteers to help with that. Escort people, get them snacks. So we really need your help. Please contact Pastor Ron. Okay, Pastor Ron is, he's a member of Red Cross, and he's coordinating that. Also, the last Friday of every month, beginning this month, the last Friday, we are having a free community dinner. We're offering a meal to anybody that wants to come out and share it with us. So come on out for the fellowship. Come on out for the food. We are accepting donations, but we're not asking for them. We are asking people to donate desserts so that we can fill up a table with desserts. It's an all-you-can-eat, get it to go or eat it there. And we want to advertise it to the community. Everybody is invited, young and old alike, rich and poor. Everybody is invited to come out to this community dinner. And so that'll be the last Friday of every month from 6 to 7. Okay, and we have some other ministries coming up that we'll let you know about as they become apparent, get closer. A lot of good stuff. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for today, for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Thank you, God, that even though it's a damp, wet day out there, we are warm and dry in here. Thank you, God, for the beauty of this place, for friends and family. Thank you for our education, our health such that it is, for our music ministers. Thank you, God, for our ushers and greeters. And Lord, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that as we lift high the name of Jesus, we will be pleasing to you. So come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts right now and open us up to receive the word that you have for us. And we pray that as we give to you our lives as living sacrifices, that it puts a smile on your face. Fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning. I'd like to offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting. If we have any visitors, please make sure you grab a welcome packet out of the narthex. I would also invite everyone to sign the red register pad located in your pew. Taking it, filling it out, and passing it to your neighbor, returning it to the center aisle. If you have any prayer requests, joys, or concerns, please write them on the 3x5 index cards found on the inside of the red register pad and place it in the pew aisle for the ushers to bring forward later in the service. There are several announcements this morning, and I would like to invite Diane to start.
Just a reminder, if you do not have your picture yet on the online directory, or if your information has changed, address, phone numbers, cell phones, email, any of that stuff, you can either hand it to me and I will scan a picture and put it in, or you can email the church office with the information if you don't have my email address, and just put Diane in the memo line, and that way I can upload it onto the online directory. If you did not give me an email address and you want to get the app for your phone or your tablet or whatever, again, if you will email the same way, and I'll be sure to give you your connection. Thank you.
From the Education Department, they would like to remind everyone that Sunday school will be wrapping up on Sunday, May 19th, and that will be the last Sunday for Sunday school. Also, if there are any graduates, high school, college, technical, or other type of graduate, please make sure you get the information to the church office. Today there is a takeout spud bar from the Outreach Committee. Please make sure you stop by and pick up your lunch on the way home. Also, you can make your reservations for the mother-daughter dinner, which is coming up this Saturday, May 11th, 6 o'clock. Please make sure that you talk to Dawn to get your reservations in. Let's see. Next Sunday will be the last day to order your camping fundraisers, so please make sure you get those in as well. If there are no other announcements.
Class today, and if anybody is not a member and would like to become a member, you can come out to the, we're having classes for the next four Sundays, and then we will take in new members on Pentecost Sunday. So if you are interested in becoming a member of the church, please let us know.
Before you pick up your spud, please stop by and pick up your coffee and socialize with the members of the church at the social, at the coffee hour this morning. Anything else? All right. If you'd please rise and join with me in our memory verse found at the top of your bulletin. For the month of May, it is Matthew 6:21.
For where your treasure is,
there your heart will be also. Again, Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. While you're standing, please join in our call to worship, found farther down in your bulletin. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication.
What profit is there in my death, if I go down to the pit?
Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise you and not be silent.
O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Please join in hymn of praise number 155, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Oh,
All right. Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches and bunches. Okay. I've got a couple questions here for you. Who calls balls and strikes? What do we call that person? Umpire. Who decides guilt or innocence in a courtroom? A judge. Who enforces laws out on the street? Who enforces the law? Police. Who gives us knowledge about the world around us, teaches us things about math, science, reading? Teachers. Yep. When there's road construction, and you're coming up, you're driving a car, mom or dad are driving a car, and they come up towards road construction, there's somebody with a sign that tells them whether to go or slow down or stop. What's that person called? Okay. Nope.
Flagman.
It's a flagman. Who tells us what medicines we need to take when we're sick?
Doctor.
Who teaches us how to play, say, football and baseball and soccer? What do we call that guy? A coach. Who tells us what is right and what is wrong? What sin is. Who teaches us that?
God.
Absolutely. God. God's the one who does that. Okay, I need you to do something for me. I need you to stand up. I want you to walk down there and touch that wall and come back here. Okay, go out there and stand. Turn around in a circle twice. Okay, clap your hands four times. All right, very good. See, you did what I told you, just how I told you to do it. You obeyed me. And you did that because, well, because you respect me, because you trust me, and I hope because you love me, though you probably don't know me that well yet, but we're working on that, right? And that's good. Did what you were told to do here in this place. When you go out to play, when you go to school, and when you're home with your family, God tells you what is right and what is wrong, what sin is. And it is our prayer that you trust and respect God enough to always obey what he wants you to do. Always trust and obey, love God enough to do the right thing, to turn your back on sin, to do what Jesus would do, okay? That's the most important thing you can do. Come on, up here. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we pray, God, that you would give us the words to speak to our family and friends to point them in the right direction when they're doing something wrong. Help us to do it in a loving way. And so, God, help us to be bearers of your light to the world, to call sin a sin and to do the right thing. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Our word of God this morning comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. It can be found in your pew Bibles on page 222, if you want to follow along. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Here ends the reading. I would now invite the ushers to please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Father, considering the sacrifice, the offering that you made for us here in communion today, we give to you these gifts with thankfulness and gratitude. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity just to return to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we pray, God, that you would multiply it and use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm
Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Somebody put this in my mailbox, and I think it's great. It's anonymous, but I just love this, and I want to read this. This is what church is all about. We extend a special welcome to those who are single, married, divorced, gay, filthy rich, dirt poor, yo no habla inglés. We extend a special welcome to those who are crying newborns, skinny as a rail, or could afford to lose a few pounds. We welcome you if you can sing like Andrea Bocelli, or like our pastor who can't carry a note in a bucket. You're welcome here if you're just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail. We don't care if you're more Catholic than the Pope or haven't been in church since little Joey's baptism. We extend a special welcome to those who are over 60 but not grown up yet, to teenagers who are growing up too fast. We welcome soccer moms, NASCAR dads, starving artists, tree huggers, latte sippers, vegetarians, junk food eaters. We welcome those who are in recovery or still addicted. We welcome you if you're having problems or you're down in the dumps or if you don't like organized religion. We've been there too. If you blew all your offering money at the dog track, you're welcome here. We offer a special welcome to those who think the earth is flat, work too hard, don't work, can't spell, or because grandma was in town and wanted to go to church. We welcome those who are inked, pierced, or both. We offer a special welcome to those who could use a prayer right now, had religion shoved down your throat as a kid, or got lost in traffic and wound up here by mistake. We welcome tourists, seekers, and doubters, bleeding hearts, and you. Welcome. Great. It's a great. We have to read that from time to time. That's really good. Joys. What other joys do we have here today?
Music.
Answered prayer. Children, new beginnings.
Fellowship.
Indoor plumbing. Thank you, Connie.
Ample rain.
A lot of ample rain. Youth group.
Graduations.
Trains and potatoes. And trimmings. A little bit of potato with the trimmings. School? What is it? Oh, school's soon going to end, yes. I think it's 15 days, somebody said last night.
Pastor, for the similarities and differences in different church services, I went to my great-nephew's First Holy Communion yesterday.
Okay, it was a joy. Connie went to her great-nephew? Great-nephew's First Holy Communion yesterday. Bonnie went to our oldest granddaughter's First Holy Communion yesterday. Baseball games with family. Bonnie and I are going to the Pirate game after this, so let's do the no rain dance. High school reunion, 5 years. That's nice. That's love of thy neighbor. Yep, the truth. A lot of things to be joyful for. The roof over our heads, clothes that we wear, food that we eat, country in which we live, each other, and our health such that it is. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Pens, pencils, everybody's homework. My homework, your homework. If you don't jot them all down, please jot down the ones that really touch your heart and say some prayers about it today and throughout the week. We want to pray for FUMC, our church, First United Methodist Church. We want to pray for USA, our country. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Pray for the poor and the homeless. Pray for those who are addicted. We want to pray for our first responders. Men and women and their families in the military.
something that's of a personal nature to us right now. Pray for our those who suffer from migraines. Pray for David in Virginia, for Bob and Nate. Pray for our youth group, Pastor Ron and Robin. Pray for graduates, graduation parties, for proms. Pray for all those on the back of our bulletin. There's a list of names back there. Please read through them. Just lift them up in prayer. Pray for the coming work trip, the mission trip. Pray for Matt and family. Pray for Christine. God knows the details. When I say pray for Christine, you have no idea for why or who. Just lift up Christine into the light and love of God's presence. God knows the details. Unspoken. Just raise that hand. That's our step of faith. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for all our blessings. And Lord, by faith, we believe, help our unbelief. We say that every week, Lord. And it's true every week. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We believe that we have favor with God and man, that you, my God, will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Everything is possible with you, God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. All of that is written. We believe, help our unbelief. And so we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, our church, those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We pray for the poor and the homeless, for our first responders. Bless them, Lord. Touch and heal the addicts and bless their families and friends. Be with the men and women and families in the military. Lord, we pray for those who are battling migraines. Give them relief. We lift up to you David in Virginia and Bob and Nate. And we pray for them, Lord, for Matt and family. We pray for our youth group and for Pastor Ron and Robin, for all those who are traveling, for our graduates and their celebrations. We lift them all up to you. We lift up to you the unspoken request. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. It's absolute truth, God. So come, Holy Spirit. Come and do a mighty work, and we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. This is the word of the Lord. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven also our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Big problem in the world today. Big problem in church. It's our definition of sin. The waters of morality have become muddied. and there's no longer a clear-cut difference between right and wrong. I think that somehow we as humankind have got it into our heads that we know better. We know better than God. We've got it into our heads somehow that we have the right to determine what's right and what's wrong, what sin is. Sin has become synonymous with what we like and what we dislike. And the problem is pervasive. People have turned a blind eye to sin in every walk of life. Government, schools, entertainment industry, the media, sports, you name it. Sin is pervasive. It is everywhere, and the problem is that people don't know what sin is. Sin has taken on social mores. You know what social mores are? Social mores are unwritten laws in society. It's fads. They are fads, they are popular opinions, but they are not always truth. And we've lost the truth in our definition of sin in our society today. People distort the truth. They lie, they steal, they kill, they gossip, they abuse others, and the list goes on. Too many people are deciding what the truth is, what sin is, without consulting God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is wrong. That is what is wrong with our society today. Romans chapter 3. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In verse 28, for we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Listen to this. Romans 1. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men, received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. This is not a sermon about homosexuality. This is a sermon about sin, about right from wrong. And how do we know what sin is? Sin literally means missing the mark. Where is that mark set for you and I as Christians? Right here. Right here. This is the rule book by which you and I live. This is the rule book which tells us what sin is. Sin separates us from God. The wages of sin is death. That's what the Bible says. Wages of sin is death. Sin is to deny Jesus. You might know about him, but if you're not serving him as your Lord and your Savior, then you are denying him. Jesus said if we reject him in front of other people, he'll reject us before the Father in heaven. It says in John chapter 3 that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And anybody who rejects Jesus is condemned already. And that is sin. We have become so caught up in our society with not hurting anybody's feelings. We have been so caught up with, you can't tell anybody no. Let's get rid of that word no. I'm not allowed to tell you, you can't do anything. Because the moment I say you can't do anything, there's 100 people that are going to jump up and say, well, that's just not right, we're going to start a movement. Because everybody should be allowed to do whatever they feel like doing. So if it feels good, do it. I'm sorry, that's not what the Bible says. When God created us from the very beginning, he created us, he gave us responsibilities to dress, till, and keep the earth, to be fruitful and multiply, and then he gave us a can't, a don't, a line not to cross. Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, we all know how that worked out. And sin has run rampant through the world ever since. The only trouble is that we don't have this clear definition of sin in our lives anymore. And we think that society should be the one who controls what is right and what is wrong. We think that popular opinion, that sports figures, entertainment industry, that if we say it often enough in the newspaper, that if government officials declare it, that even if it's wrong, even if it's contrary to the Word of God, it must be right because they said it. Listen, we all know that if it's been on Facebook, it's true. But it's sin if it does not line up with the Word of God. Do it your way. Don't worry about this book. But you see what happens when you meet up face to face with this author. There is sin running rampant in the world today, in every institution, in every area, including our homes, at work, in church. And God wants you and I to be the light of the world, to be a reflection of the love and righteousness of Jesus Christ, and to call sin a sin. To be bold in our faith, to say, I'm not going to have anything to do with that because it's wrong. But I love you, and I want to introduce you to Jesus because he's going to tell you the right way to do things. I want you to hear the Word of God because it's going to tell you what's right and what's wrong. And if you're living in sin, you're dying. You are drowning. Your house is on fire because the wages of sin is death, and it separates you from God. You and I can't be afraid of what the world thinks about us because we need to stand up and call sin a sin in the world for God's honor and glory and praise and for the salvation of others. And we are going to be held accountable for that. We all struggle with sin. We're sinners every day. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans says. But there's repentance and there's mercy with God. There are a lot of people out there who are living in sin and have no idea. And why? Because the world says it's okay. The world needs you and me to stand up and say, no, it's not okay. You see, we're not of this world, you and I. And the Bible says to no longer conform to the pattern of this world, which says that sin is okay. It's not okay. Even if we've made industries out of it, movies and careers out of it, it is not okay. And God's going to want to know, did we do our best to exhort other people, to point that out? Loving somebody is sometimes telling them what you're doing is wrong in a loving way, not beating them over the head with it. Sin. Running rampant in the world, destroying lives for all eternity in some cases. We need to be bold in our faith to call sin a sin and to show people Jesus. God loves you, and so do I. Page 12. As we go through the liturgy, think about the sin in your life. Repent of that. Jesus is right there. He's interceding on our behalf. But also think of the places that you need to say, hey, that's not right. That's sin. For God's honor and glory and praise, and to help out the people who are wallowing and drowning in sin. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here today and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this bread of life. We pray that you would bless it, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this cup of life. We pray, Lord, that you would bless it, that it would be for us the blood of a lamb, Jesus Christ. Bless and anoint these elements, Lord, and those gluten-free elements on the altar rail as well. Bless them, Lord, and bless us unto your service this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have the ushers, please. In the Catholic Church, this would, in many ways, this would be our confession. Our sins are forgiven. Fresh start, new beginnings. But there's a sin-filled, broken world out there that needs you and I to be bold in our faith, to proclaim the good news of the gospel, and to call sin a sin. Not bury our heads in the sand, not pass the buck. Let's not turn a blind eye. The Bible, the Word of God, it's our rule book. Let's stand and sing number 362, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Thank you. The closer we get to this, the better we know it, the clearer sin becomes in life. We need to see things with God's eyes. So, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless our coffee hour and Spud Bar. Thank you for that food, Lord. Bless you, bless the fellowship as well. Bless us unto your service, God. Pour out your Spirit upon us and fill us with holy boldness so that in love we can share with people the good news of Jesus Christ, so that in love we can call sin a sin without judgment, without condemnation. We just want to save people from burning, from drowning in their sin. So, Lord, use us as you see fit. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Spud Bar, Fellowship Hour.